Dredd and Rogalski in the studio. It is time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. Thursday means we say hello to Lucrecia Renteria, Executive Director of Mendocino Coast Clinics. Hello and good morning to you. Happy New Year. Let me be the first. So today we've got news about vaccinations and surveillance testing is back.
We're very excited. We are going to kick off our surveillance testing next week, starting out 2021 with some really great news in that. So we'll be doing testing on Wednesday mornings and Thursday afternoons. We have about 300 tests a week that we can do, and I might be able to get a little bit more than that if we have a really big demand. So please make sure you call the clinic, 964-1251. The registration process is a little bit longer this time. So when you're called for your appointment, we're going to go through some other questions, and we will have to ask about health insurance status. Patients will not get billed, or anyone getting swabbed will not get billed privately, but the lab is requesting insurance information so that they can try to bill your insurance, Medi-Cal, Medicare, private insurance. If you are uninsured, just let us know, and there's a fund that then the lab is able to bill, put together through CARES funding. So the individual that's getting tested does not get billed, but we will be requesting insurance information during your registration process when we're making the appointment for the testing. Other than that, it's pretty much the same. It's drive-through. We'll be doing it here in our parking lot the way that we've been doing it since April. So we're really happy to have that contract back in place and available for the community. Again, Wednesday morning and Thursday afternoon. Call 964-1251 to make your appointment. And vaccines, as you've probably seen in the news, social media, vaccines are starting to roll out. And we've been lucky enough to get some vaccine for our frontline staff. And we'll be doing more vaccination of staff today, this afternoon. And I just really want to encourage the community to listen to the news, watch for announcements of when we're going to start rolling this out to patients. It's a very strict protocol from the state down to the counties, down to us, the healthcare providers. The protocols are set not by any of us as far as who the priority tiers are, and we really have to adhere strictly to them. So the vaccine will be coming. We estimate sometime mid to late January to start vaccinating patients. So we will get out press releases. We'll put it on our social media. I'll get the information to you there at the at KOZT. We just want to make sure that people are listening to when it's their turn to come. We're hoping to have, in coordination and collaboration with the county, have kind of, you know, mass events where we can do a couple hundred at a time, you know, in a 3-4 hour period. So hopefully that will be coming by the end of January. We'll be able to roll this out to start getting our patients vaccinated, those most vulnerable first, and working through the tiers. It's not anticipated that it'll be out for general release and kind of spread throughout the county until the summer. So we do request your patience. You can call us if you have questions because you've heard something, but we'll be trying to get information out as quickly as we can when we know that we've opened up a new tier of people that we're trying to reach.
All right. Well, I have no questions. Dredd, do you have any questions?
No, that's good news to end the year on.
Yes, it is. All right. Lucrecia, thanks very much, and thank you for providing us with all this information every Thursday, and hopefully we'll just keep doing it all through 2021, and hopefully as 2021 moves on, the reports will get very positive.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Rogalski here from the Coast.